Let us pray. Holy Spirit, God of truth and the giver of grace and faith, we thank you for blessing our Advent preparations so we acknowledge our sins and repent of them, and also trust in Jesus as our Savior from sin. By your word, help us prepare for Christ's birth so that we believe in God's promise of forgiveness and believe that Jesus will take us to heaven because of his works of salvation. Help us grow in our faith and in our desire to serve and worship Jesus in all that we do. We pray this in Jesus' name, amen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for this chosen for this evening is written in the second chapter of St. Luke, beginning at the 25th verse, and reads as follows in Jesus' name. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and his man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms, blessed God, and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. This is your word, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear faithful worshipers and joyful worshipers of our Savior, as we prepare during Advent for Christ's birth, Christmas is filled with joyous songs and carols, many of which we have heard all of our life and enjoy singing. Joy to the world, the Lord has come, is one of them. Or, hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. Even the more silent songs or quiet songs like Silent Night or Away in the Manger or O Little Town of Bethlehem reflect the joy that Christ the Savior is born. These hymns tell us that God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. And we pray, bless all the dear children in thy tender care and take us to heaven to live with thee there. It is this last thought that brings us of heaven, that brings us together and causes us to rejoice. Simeon is ready to leave his life, as we hear in our text. And he's ready to depart because he has seen the Lord's Christ. And so let us look at our text under the theme, faith alone. We have talked about grace alone. Tonight we wish to talk about faith alone. And so that we might have faith, we rejoice in the salvation God has prepared, and we praise God for the light that he has given to us. The Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Therefore, faith is trusting God's word that it is true, even though we don't see the things that, God's word tells us. Especially this is true when we hear the promises about salvation and the promises of heaven. In the verses in our text, before our text, St. Luke informs us that the Holy Spirit had talked to Simeon and told him that he would not die until he had seen the Lord's Christ. What a special promise that was. And of course, tradition says that Simeon is very old, and he's been waiting all his life, and finally he sees Jesus in the temple. But the scripture doesn't tell us how old Simeon is. And even as a young man, he could have been in the temple and still prayed this prayer, Lord, let me depart in peace, for I have seen your salvation. It is by God's grace that Simeon came to the temple and was able to see the fulfillment of that promise. St. Luke describes him as just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. God's promised salvation was certain in his mind because Scripture said it. And by God's grace, Simeon was able to see what he hoped for. The Holy Spirit had told him that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Because Simeon believed these words, He came every day to the temple, especially at the time when young parents would be sacrificing for the firstborn, and also the other sacrifice that the women needed to give. And each day he was waiting for that one special baby that he could see. And he had told Anna about this, and she was over 84 years old, and she came every day to the temple to make sure that she would be there when Christ came to the temple. Now, there are many others that didn't know this, didn't believe in this consolation, weren't looking for it, because the Sadducees didn't even believe that heaven existed, and so they weren't looking for a Messiah. They didn't need to be saved and go to heaven. The Pharisees tried to reform the people of Israel by their laws and regulations, and so they were hoping to get into heaven by all the good works that they were doing, as Jesus encountered many other Pharisees in his ministry. They thought that they deserved heaven because they were being so devout and good, and they rejected Jesus and didn't need him. The Herodians were another group of people that were in league with Herod and was trying to make the country and more worldly and more in tune with the Romans. They didn't need another king. The Zealots were just anxious to drive the Roman armies out, and so they were looking for a king, someone who would raise up armies and help them. And then the Essenes were another group that was off in the desert. They were looking for the Messiah to come, but it was part of their ritual and their purification rites and all of these things that were trying to make them good before God. And then most of the regular people of the Jews in those days simply had given up. They were given up waiting for the Messiah. There were other things important to do, and so they weren't looking at the right place at the right time. Therefore, only a few descendants of Abraham were like Simeon, waiting for the Messiah, the consolation of Israel. The word consolation in the Greek is paraclete, and that's the word that St. John uses, or Jesus uses in the Greek, to describe the comforter, or advocate, the one who would come, Jesus would send to us. But Jesus also is a comforter. He is also the consolation of Israel, because he was the one who would bring salvation and redeem his people. And Isaiah prophesied in Isaiah 40, comfort ye my people, says the Lord. Speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned. Think of this. The comforter that brings rest to Israel is in Simeon's hands, in his arms. But more than that, he is holding the Son of God. What special blessing could that be, to hold God in your arm? The one who came into the world, the one who came to be the consolation of Israel, the hope of all of the people in the Old Testament. And to see, God keeps his promise. Only with the eyes of faith given by the Holy Spirit could Simeon see that this baby was the Messiah. Only by faith in the Messiah's sacrificial work could Simeon understand what Jesus came in the world to do, to bring peace with God. But in order to do that, Jesus had to die. And Simeon told Mary, "The sword shall pierce your own soul also," to describe the sight of her standing under the cross that was holding her son. Only faith in God's revealed words in the Old Testament could Simeon understand that this baby is destined for the rise and fall of many in Israel. By the words rise and fall, it means faith. Those who rose through faith to believe in Jesus as the Messiah, and those who fell by rejecting him. Many people would reject him and call him just a miracle worker, or someone like the prophets, like Elijah or Jeremiah, or just somebody that was important. But many of the people throughout his ministry would not believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And by not believing, they were not ready to receive him as the Messiah and their Savior. That's why Jesus told many in the crowd, if you do not believe that I am the Messiah, you will die in your sins. Jesus told his enemies, if I tell you the truth, why don't you believe me? By faith in Jesus' words, by faith in the prophecies, by faith in the fulfillment of those prophecies, we are to believe that Jesus is the one born for you and for me, for our sins. You see, faith is not an emotion. It's not a belief and a vague wish. It's not a conclusion based on intellectual processes. Faith is God's gift that causes us to trust in the promises of God. And so by faith, we praise God and glorify his name for the glory that he gives to all people. During the Advent season, we prepare our hearts to celebrate Christmas through repentance of our sins and faith in Jesus as our Savior. And this is what Simeon describes in his song as he says, "For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people." Consider what the great blessing Simeon had, that he would see his Savior and hold him in his arms. The long wait for the Messiah was over. When God sent his Son in the fullness of time, he prepared everything to accomplish our salvation. Simeon next describes what God prepared for the world, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. Simeon was restating what Isaiah said 800 years before. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the Gentiles, to open blind eyes. You and I Gentiles should sing, joy to the world, the Lord has come. Joy to the world because he has kept his promise. Joy to the world that he has given us faith to prepare for the celebrating Christmas. Because without faith, we would be in darkness. Just as Isaiah promised, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. And Jesus himself declared, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. This is a promise that we are to believe, to trust that God has given this promise and that he will keep it just as he kept the promises at Christmas. These truths about God, about our sins, about Jesus as the Son of God and Son of Man, about how we get to heaven, these are all truths that have enlightened our hearts and have given us hope so that we can praise and glorify God at Christmas for coming into our world and fulfilling his word. So, St. Paul says in the Ephesians, by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Salvation comes to us because it is God's favor. Grace comes to us because God has blessed us with faith. And faith comes to us because the Holy Spirit works it in through his word. By faith, we believe at Christmas we are celebrating the birth of our Savior. By faith, we believe that Jesus is the light of truth, and we listen to his word. By faith, we believe Jesus died and rose again, and so has given us eternal life and the hope of heaven. And by faith, we rejoice in the light that Jesus has given us, so that we can sing, let us all with gladsome voice praise the God of heaven, who to bid our souls rejoice, his own Son has given. And again we sing, I too would sing my Savior's praise, my joy, my crown, my Lord, for he has made us my own child by water and the word. At Christmas time, we have a lot of things to sing about, a lot of reason to rejoice. May the Lord bless us as those songs and God's word help us to worship him who has come to be our Savior. To thank God for the salvation that he has prepared before the face of all people. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen.